Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
It's pretty scary. Everyone else has cancer, not him. Not people that you care about or know.
Break, boys and girls. Leo Laporte here. It's time for another great Mac break. Alex Oliver is back. He is the SketchUp guy.
Yes.
In fact, does the SketchUp DVD we talked about last time from gotoschool.com. And we, you know, SketchUp is a Google program, free, which is kind of neat.
Right.
We showed a little bit last time about how you could interface with Google Earth, but I'm kind of more interested in what can I do with SketchUp just by itself?
Okay. Yeah, if we open SketchUp again, the free program is called Google SketchUp. You can do a lot of things in here that you can do in the pro version. There is a pro version.
This was a commercial program that Google bought.
Exactly.
And pros use, like architects?
Architects. It's half of the users are architects, but film designers, or set designers, I should say.
Oh, it'd be great for set design, wouldn't it? You could design a whole set.
Exactly. Right. So in here, basically, you have all the modeling functionality you have in the pro version.
I think
it's the import-export that differs
a lot. A good program to learn, for kids to learn 3D modeling concepts, right?
Sure. And geometry in general. Just kind of
that's
a lot of
good
terms.
Point, yeah. And, but then you could move on to Alias or something more powerful, but you'd have that's the problem with programs like Alias is they're overwhelming.
The learning curve is so steep. Whereas SketchUp, you can get up and running quickly and model quickly.
Show us where you would start if you're going to show.
Let's just say there's a lot of basic shape tools, so you can draw some recognizable
circle.
Things like a circle. You can orbit.
Oh, and this is different. See, because we have an X, Y, and Z axis. It's not 2D. You can rotate the axis. Suddenly, it's a cylinder.
Right, and you can start bringing things up. The push pull tool is one of the wow factor tools, definitely, but. Yeah, you can immediately orbit into 3D. You can start in 2D. So
how do you do that? You're holding down the...
You hold down the center mouse wheel. All the functionality for navigation is built into a three-button scroll wheel.
You don't even really need the keyboard.
No, I can just hold down the center mouse wheel to orbit and scroll to zoom in and out.
That's really handy.
You hold down shift and you pan. So what you can do in SketchUp is quickly create, say, you wanted to create a table or something like that is what I'll start by doing. you have the ability to...
This is not a skill that kids learn with pencil and paper. It's not an innate skill. And yet in this digital world, it's something that they might very well have use for. I think I'd love to see young kids, at least by junior high, maybe even in grade school, starting to learn these kind of skills.
Sure. And I mean, it gets them to be really spatially oriented, which is what you are in the real world.
Language. Right. A kid who may not be turned on by a 2D drawing might get so excited by this. We talked a little bit about game design, and one of the advantages that Google might conceivably add to this down the road is the ability to do things like Second Life objects or objects
right.
for other games.
Maybe not in this program, but with the Collada export to the Google Earth that you can get out of here. It's a file type Collada.
It's a standard file type.
That supports a lot of... it's a video game type file type. So
oh, interesting. Interesting.
So let's say we just made a really basic table. This is pretty bad, but you can do it in a couple of seconds.
And you did. It was great.
Ooh.
Don't disappear. You could put textures on there, too. You could make it a wooden table or a metal table.
Sure. And we'll do that in just a second. I was going to say first, you can make it a component and call it a table.
Does that group everything together?
Groups everything together and sort of puts a little force field around it so that if you want to build other objects on top, let's say you wanted to make a really quick vase or something.
You're not modifying the table at all here.
Exactly. And what's really neat is SketchUp is often seen. There's these little inferences that you can make sure you're drawing in certain directions, red, green, blue, so that you can control where you're modeling. So, for instance, I want to make sure I'm drawing this out here.
Is this for perspective purposes? Or
it's definitely for perspective, but also to make sure that I didn't draw these lines all off axis.
Right,
so
right.
What I'm going to do here is just draw a quick little vase, too, to just show you SketchUp's got a freehand tool. I'm just kind of scrolling through
this,
several tools. Yeah, you're basically going to make a little profile here, if I can get that to line up correctly.
And this is a Bezier curve tool that you might be familiar with if you've used freehand or Illustrator.
It's not quite Bezier in SketchUp. It's basically making lots of little line segments.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
So one of the things, just basically the last thing, this thing called the freehand tool, I'm going to spin it around and I'll have it pretty quickly. So what's
so you show a kid this, they're going to want to play with it, right?
Right, right.
So, I want to play with it.
So say this is
how'd you put depth on there?
The
was
depth
that just lighting?
The
yeah.
No, that comes right in. It has some anti-aliasing built into the program.
Wow.
So.
No, but I mean you gave it a mouth and there's...
Oh, just by erasing the top. Just undo that. If I just erase it, then you can see inside.
So because it's a 3D program, it knows there's an inside, there's an outside, there's...
Exactly.
Wow.
So now this is a component I made. What I could do is I could do something. There's something called the 3D warehouse. And once again, Google's made it really easy. So right in here, I could share my model in the 3D warehouse.
You find
it'll automatically
lots of these,
bring
oh
in
goodness.
If you're connected to the internet, it'll automatically bring in what looks like a web browser.
Wow.
You can either go grab stuff that other people have made. There's several types of models on here. Or you can place your own right in here. So if I wanted to share my table, I've already brought in several. You have to log in just with like your normal account. I've personally already brought in several components. So let's just say that I wanted to put in some flowers.
Does it come with some of these or no?
It comes with a sampler, but you can download all these components for free.
That's a huge
so
number
you
online.
Can get at the Google Warehouse. I don't even know how many there are. I could maybe go ahead and put some flowers in.
Look at this. Now,
they're
too
small. I didn't build the scale, but what's interesting is if I know that my table's a little too big, there's a tape measure tool, and I can measure the leg. It's 23 feet tall, which is not your
typical
table.
It's a little large. It's
so
a giant table.
So if I type in 3 feet, it asks me if I want to resize it. It'll resize everything but the flowers, and they're pretty much in there, correct?
Oh, my goodness.
If I get them in there just about right, I could put them in there. Let's just
how do you make
this.
Them in? Oh,
there we
see,
go. So just using the move tool, put them inside. And then we've also made some of, you can make your own components of, say, people if you wanted to put them in. I'm going to open the girls folder. It's not what you think it is. It's just
if I had a kid, I would say, okay, you want us to redecorate your room? You design it.
Sure.
You tell us what you want. And
if they want to figure out what they want to put, if they want their table to be, say, wooden or something like that, we
oh,
can
here's
go to,
all of the textures.
Here's where all the textures come into play, so I can paint my table
with a
wood
with
color.
A fill tool.
Sure. With a paint bucket tool is what it's called, but yeah, basically a fill, and maybe the vase. We'll hold down the option key to make sure I paint everything on the vase and get rid of that. And
there's our model, and we have... Great for architects, great for, I could see now, set designers or theatrical designers, movie makers.
Sure. And the last thing I was just going to show really quickly is that for set designer architecture plan, if, say, our model here was standing outside, and let's redo that, we were going to build a really large building outside.
We want to know what it looks like at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Sure, let's do that. If it comes right
I love
up here.
This.
So
what's great is these are the concepts that they need to learn for any kind of 3D design. There's the shadows. Look at that.
And no matter what time of day or year, we can see when it's not going to be a good idea to sit at the table.
Ah!
And when it
fantastic.
Is. Fantastic. So
what fun. It makes me want to just run out and download it. It's absolutely free. Google SketchUp.
Right.
And if you want to know more, you'd like to learn more, this is probably the first place to go. This is the DVD available from gotoschool.com. You see the address there. In fact, you can click the address right there. Click that.
And if you put in MacBreak, we have a code, MacBreak, 30% off for all of you viewers. So
that's really nice. That's great. Alex Oliver is with Igloo Studios. They do School, which is the company that does this DVD at gotoschool.com. You've inspired me. I want to play with this. I hope you want to play
it's
with
free.
It, too. Come back and join us for more SketchUp and lots more things you can do with your Mac. That's why we call it Mac Break. We'll see you later.
I had no symptoms at all. The physician who was doing my flight physical found what he thought was a small lump on my prostate.
He'll fly in today, be treated this afternoon, and fly back tomorrow morning.
It's pretty scary. Everyone else has cancer. Not him. Not people that you care about or know.